Many Pentecostal churches in Kampala invite the afflicted to be cured. Mrs. Frances Adroa is HIV positive, took them up on the offer.
I'm a sick person. I have HIV AIDS. So I was promised that if I sacrifice, then I could get healed. I would be healed, actually. Yeah, I sacrificed my car. And soon after that, I felt very sick. I was actually sick towards end of 2005 and most of last year. So when I got better, I came back to the church to claim my car because I was still sick anyway. What they had promised me hadn't come to pass. So when I came to claim it back, they just turned around and started blaming me.
That's when she contacted a Pentecostal pastor, Solomon Male. Pastor Male is also the director of Arising for Christ Ministries in Kampala. It's a local Christian group dedicated to fighting what it says are false Christian teachings in Pentecostal churches. The ministry worked with Adroa to retrieve a car that she had given to a church in exchange for being healed of HIV/AIDS. Pastor Male says the church misled her.
This lady comes to me in great pain. They deceived her in Universal Church that if she gives her vehicle as a sacrifice for her ailment, she would be healed of HIV. She gives the vehicle, she's not healed. She goes to them trying to claim it back. They told her, you pay $2,050,000. She refused because she didn't have the money after 1 year of being bedridden.
The head of the church said he did not promise to cure her, but only promised her God's healing. The church eventually returned the car, but with over $1,000 worth repairs needed that the church will not pay. According to Frances Adroa, Pentecostal churches like her own emphasize the name of God and promises miracles in exchange for valuables.
They come and say, you know, you have to sacrifice your best. And you really believe that what they are telling you is the truth. So that's what I did. Because they even asked us to write down requests which they were going to take to Mount Sinai and be prayed for. They are using God's name to cheat people. That's what I believe. I didn't believe that they could do that to me. You believe pastors to be on a certain level. That's how everybody looks at them.
Frances Adroa is not the only to complain of misbehavior by certain Pentecostal church leaders. Susan Walusimbi is another who has put her case in the hands of Pastor Solomon Male. The young woman accuses her former pastor of encouraging her to enter into a relationship with a man who she says later died of AIDS. Walusimbi says she too is now infected and is staying healthy thanks to antiretrovirals. The church official allegedly told her that the man had been cured of HIV/AIDS and showed her an HIV status report for him signed by the pastor's doctor, saying she was HIV negative. A spokesman for the church maintains that the man was not infected with HIV virus and there is no proof that he died of AIDS. Walusimbi says tests taken by her future husband after she fell sick showed he was indeed infected. He died before the two could be married. Dr. Sam Okwale is the deputy director of clinical services for the Ministry of Health. He says it's investigating the reported spiritual healings.
I think should be investigated. And I'm talking about everything, even if it means just prayers or spiritual healing or something like that. There's some investigation carried out.
Pastor Solomon Male of Arising for Christ Ministry says that probe is not enough because he says it's not a judicial investigation. Male says he wants a judicial investigation, but the government has not responded. Pentecostal pastor Bishop David Chiganda is the chairman of the National Fellowship of Born Again Churches in charge of Kampala District. He says it's only a minority of Pentecostal pastors who are involved in questionable activities. He says all groups have members who stray or fail to uphold standards. and his denomination is no different. He and the National Fellowship of Born Again Churches led an effort called Operation Clean the House to rid the denomination of dishonest preachers. At the end of the effort, he declared 15 of his fellow churches to be cults. Healthy advocates are also reacting to the controversy. In an email comment in April, Craig McClure, the executive director of the International AIDS Society, denounced churches that attribute HIV/AIDS to demons. He said the use of this terminology, specifically referring to HIV as a demon, serves only to fuel the stigma and discrimination related to HIV infection. HIV/AIDS is not a demon. It's a biological and medical condition. He emphasizes that antiretroviral treatments are scientifically proven to prolong the lives of people living with HIV. He says it's irresponsible to argue people to stop this treatment as a show of faith. For VOA Africa, I am Peterson Sendi in Kampala, Uganda.